Good morning and welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
602, 61 degrees right now. Beautiful outside. Feels good, man. First day of summer.
Woo! It'll be 80 today.
Up all night playing basketball, man. I'm fired up.
Yeah? Was anyway. It till about 10:45?
Yeah.
Did you run through your neighbor's yard and their new grass seed, too?
That's me poking the bear, which you just heard there, folks. That was... We'll get into problem. Maybe we'll get into that a little bit later. I share a story. Every morning I get up and I do the same thing. Make cup of coffee. We all have our morning routines. Make cup of coffee. Get right out of the door. My two kitty cats, which I hate. But anyway, it's kind of a love-hate thing. I give them treats, those little treat things. So we have a box. I don't know if people do this with cats, but every time we get something from Amazon, we leave one box in the living room so the cats can play in it. That's like their thing. My wife hates this, but it's what we do. So I take the treats and I throw them towards the box so the cats can jump and run around in the morning. Well, Tigger majestically runs across the living room, and I watch him, and he jumps. And you know how they do that thing, like, they're almost like a puma, where their front paws are stretched out, and their hind legs are straight? And he jumps, and he flew right over the box and hit the chair. I'm not making this. And you just watched him for a split second, and he looked back at me like, oh, crap, you saw that.
He's the not-so-smart cat, right?
Yeah, Tigger, you throw him in a pool, he'll float from the neck up. There's nothing going on up there, man. But it was just that one moment, man. You see him like this majestic, beautiful creature, and then... and he kind of crumpled down into the box. He got his treat, but I'm sure he's sitting there all like, man, he saw that. I'm supposed to be cruel.
Or maybe not, because he's not derp, all yeah, there yet.
All of this, like, Tigger, you okay? Derp, 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 derp.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Let's see what's in our first break box.
What do we got, Aaron?
It is a pair of tickets to see WCSX Presents Great White at the St. Clair River Fest Friday, July 27th, St. Clair River Fest. It'll run from the 27th to the 29th. It's presented by McLaren Port Huron. That was last year. Forget the words.
I was thinking about it too, because we'd only been working together about 2 weeks when you texted that to my producer Ryan. I'm like, oh, she's gonna be fun.
Puddin' Shots.
That was it, man. Again, if you have a band and you're not named Puddin' Shots, somebody in Detroit, come on, dude, you gotta do that. 248-398-WCSX. What's coming up in sports?
I think it's time to threaten to eat the Tigers rally goose again.
Do we have to get the song out again?
I think we just need to threaten to eat the goose.
We get that lady in the UP that ate her boyfriend, maybe to eat the goose.
That story is, we need to talk about
that. Oh, we're going to.
Five.
CSX Big Jim's House 612. Congratulations to Mark in White Lake, our first break box winner. Here's Aaron V with sports.
Well, Michael Fulmer, one pitch from escaping the six with the shutout intact and his team firmly in command. Instead, the Reds hit back-to-back homers, knocking Fulmer from the game, and they went on to beat the Tigers 5-3 to sweep that two-game set at Great American Ballpark. So the Tigers have the day off today, and then they're going to start a three-game set at Cleveland tomorrow. New coach of the Pistons introduced yesterday. Pistons formally introduced Mr. Casey at Little Caesars Arena 9 days after signing him to a 5-year, $35 million contract, more than 6 weeks after parting ways with Stan Van Gundy. I like him.
He's motivated. He's talking about, we got to win now. We got to win now. The time is now.
I think he'll do fine with the Blake Griffin and...
Jim Caldwell said the same thing for the Lions.
Well.
Just saying.
FIFA rolls on. Wins yesterday from Spain, Portugal, Uruguay. Today, the first match, Denmark and Australia, followed by France and Peru. And then this afternoon, Argentina and Croatia. And this poor woman at a Philadelphia Phillies game. Feels so bad for her. She's recovering from facial injuries. And I've never heard of this happening before. She got hit by a flying hot dog. No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
The errant hot dog was wrapped in duct tape to keep it intact and launched by the Philly fanatic. It's like this big routine they do at games for years. They shoot it out of like this cannon thing. Unfortunately, this poor woman named Kathy McVeigh was unable to catch or deflect the projectile because she had an injured shoulder. She was struck just below her right eye with enough force to knock off her glasses, and she had to go to the hospital for a CT scan. She's fine, and she has tickets to go to a game.
She's okay, folks.
But her eye, she has got this huge shiner.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, oh, I didn't think a hot dog could give you a black eye.
Well, we've seen, like, when you go to the games, like indoor ones, you know, too, when they have the T-shirt cannons and stuff. I don't know, do they wrap those? I don't know what they wrap them in, but they'll reach the upper deck.
Isn't that what killed Maude on The Simpsons?
Was it a T-shirt cannon?
I think it was a T-shirt cannon.
I don't remember that. Like, you hit in the face with a hot dog.
Maude Flanders, I think, got killed by a t-shirt cannon.
Jab, jab. So did she get a lawyer or anything? She hasn't lawyered up, right?
She said she's fine with it. And the team says, hey, we'll just give you some tickets. You can come back to another game.
Ooh, $1 million idea. You're an attorney for people get injured at baseball stadiums with flying hot dogs. You call yourself Ballpark Frank. Right?
Do you have a billboard out in outfield?
Right. Hi, Ballpark Frank. Hit with a hot dog. Call me. Dean, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. So you just mentioned during sports, we were talking about the lady that was hit in the face with a hot dog by the Philly Fanatic, one of those hot dog cannons. And you pointed out to us that this is not the first time that someone's been injured by one of these cannons.
No, I said that Maude Flanders on The Simpsons was killed by a t-shirt cannon.
Here it is.
Hey, t-shirt, t-shirt, t-shirt.
Fire!
Ooh, a bobby pin.
Oh, no.
And she fell off the grandstands and died.
I thought you were joking. No. I don't remember that episode. That's how they killed Ned Flanders' wife?
Yeah, the episode was called Alone Again, Natural Diddly. Of course. And Homer wanted a shirt, and he saw a bobby pin bent over to pick it up. Maude got
hit. Wow. Okay. So the Simpsons can go there too, apparently. Well, since we're talking about hot dogs and food, coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, the first day of summer. Summer means barbecuing, right? So we're going to talk about barbecuing. Your lover. Next. CSX Big Jim's House, 624, 61 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. And first day of summer, time to get out that barbecue and grill your ex-lover. This story is crazy coming out of the UP up around Iron Mountain, right? This lady, Kelly Cochran, may have been a serial killer. She was allegedly fed the remains of her dismembered lover to neighbors at a barbecue. Her and her husband chopped the guy up and served him.
Well, she's currently serving 65 years in prison in Indiana for the death of her 37-year-old husband.
So she's knocked him off. But the fact that they actually had a barbecue up in the UP and served the remains. Now, one of the neighbors was actually talking about this and said he's pretty sure that he went over there for a barbecue and had a weird-tasting burger. Could you ever eat a cheeseburger or hamburger again if you thought at one time you'd eaten a person?
Hell no.
You could never do that. I mean, I could if you put enough guacamole on it, I guess. I mean, they also had a song they were sitting around singing.
Barbecue, this my spirit, I swear that it never fails. The sauce mama makes just as here forever if you dare to get it under your nails. Well, you may be in war with the wolf at your door,
but money isn't everything.
You still got the song and a river full of fun, and you always have a song to sing.
Come on, everybody.
Emmett Otter.
With a pretty girl dancing to joke band music.
Ex-lover's barbecue. Ex-lover's barbecue. So, let's think about this, too. They've gotten lazy. When I say they, people who write the headlines. Used to be there was a time that there would be an amazing headline for this. And now it's just, what's the one here? Lady who killed 9 boyfriends, served them as barbecue. Come on. We
can do better than
we
that.
We can do better. 248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. Like, for example, UP woman serves up a Big Mark. Quarter pounder with Steve. Filet of Phil. There's a lot of these.
With a side of potato salad?
Right. That's what I'm saying. You know what? I mean, you know, these were all finger foods. I mean, you can do this. 248-398-WCSX. You know, like that?
Yeah, no, that was...
Would you, though? I mean, could you ever eat a burger again after finding out about something like that?
No.
Oh, man. I could not. What are the fries made from?
I don't want to know.
I don't either. No.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Uh-oh, do I hear a dial tone? Because this party is off the hook!
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
CSX, Big Jim's house, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. So we're sitting here talking about this woman. The story in the Free Press reads, Michigan woman may have served ex-lover's remains at UP barbecue. You're kind of grossed out by this, aren't you?
It's a little disgusting. Then when I'm reading the story about her and all of the horrible things that she possibly killed up to 9 people.
Right. And then she wound up whacking her husband eventually, right? That's what wound up getting her thrown in jail.
There's a whole special on her on ID Discovery, Investigation Discovery.
Oh, grab a bag of chips, sit down, and just watch the show. So she allegedly served one of their lovers, her lovers. They ground the dude up and served it at a barbecue. One of the people in their neighborhood up in Iron City that was there said one time that he ate a burger that had a strange taste to it. And now he thinks he may have eaten the dude. Mm. Oh, that's actually a new restaurant called Dwight Castle that you can go there and get people burgers if you want those. Keep thinking about this, though. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. The free press has gotten lazy. Come on, man. Michigan woman may have served ex-lover's remains at UP barbecue. This screams New York Post-style headline, doesn't it? Uncle Buck tagged us on it and said, UPRIPBBQ for the headline. That's greatness, right? That one would actually work. I mean, here's a little inspiration. Just think about vacation. Remember this scene?
I don't know why they call this stuff Hamburger Helper. It does just fine by itself. Huh?
That is actually a clip from the barbecue. Rick, go ahead, man.
I'm thinking ground chuck with an exclamation point. That'd be good.
See, right there. That's the headline. The free press has gotten lazy, man. They could have done better than that. Great job,
awesome.
Dude.
Thanks.
And you know you serve with ground chuck, right? You know you
not
serve
anymore.
That. Yeah, macaroni salad.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Oh God.
Right. Or coleslaw.
Coleslaw. Yeah. Baked Burt's. Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's kind of weird. All right, brother. Thanks, man.
All righty. See ya.
Frank's not red hot.
Technically, he would be if he was on the barbecue. Oh,
that's a good point. All right, enjoy your breakfast, folks. Couple skate. CSX Big Jim's House, 647. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 61 degrees right now. Sir Paul McCartney in the news all over the place. Announced the name of the new album, Egypt Station.
September 7th, it's going to be released.
Yeah, and got a couple tracks here. Just a reminder, a lot of people have been wondering about this. His carpool karaoke with James Corden is tonight. So set your DVR for like, what, 12:30, I think it is? Yeah. Way past our bedtime. You got to record it. If you're up there, something's really wrong if we're awake at that time. Anyway, so here's a couple little clips of it. We've got the entire songs for it if you want to check them out. Just text us, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
Paul.
Of course. So the first one here, is this... I don't know. Check this out.
I got crows at my window, dogs at my door.
Sounds cool, doesn't it? You can hear that bass line right through it. And this is the one, Come On To Me is the name of it.
Did you come on to me? Will I come on to you? If you come on to me, will I come on to you?
Catchy, right? I mean, it's really cool, the both cuts that we have so far.
Well, the guy that produced it is Ryan Tedder from the group One Republic.
So there you go. That would explain a lot of it. Yeah, that kind of drive to it. Again, 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. To text us, the keyword is...
Paul.
Yeah, you got to check this whole thing out and crank it up. Of course, you know, Paul likes us too.
Hi, this is Paul McCartney. Nobody in the Motor City plays more classic rock than 94.7 WCSX.
CSX Big Jim's House, 657, 61 degrees, first day of summer, nice outside. You're just watching the video in the studio here, Aaron. What did you think of this?
That's just shameful.
If you haven't heard the story, this is down south. This is a U-12 softball tournament. That means 12 and under. This breaks out. Those are parents. Those aren't the kids. Those are the parents in a huge brawl going on behind home plate. Now, we'll text it to you. You want to see it, 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. The keyword is...
Brawl.
What have you seen at a youth sporting event? What have you been involved with? I'm telling you, you were talking about it. There should be something because it's gotten crazy.
It's out of control. I was telling you off air this morning, my mom used to have to bring my brother's birth certificate to his Little League baseball games. My oldest brother, Brian, was like 6 feet tall when he was 13 years old, and he was a pitcher, and he was really, really good, and no one could hit off of him. And the parents would accuse him of being like 16, 17 years old, even though he was 13, and they would get into it with my mom at baseball games. Yeah.
They don't just accuse, they confront.
Yeah, it's and not that's, like they were like me. Screaming at my mom, he's not 13. She used to have to bring a copy of his birth certificate to baseball games, and I can recall my mom getting into it with several people at baseball games over my brother. Jeez. They were just mad because their kids couldn't hit off of him.
Well, yeah, and you know, 6 foot, 13-year-old. 248-398-WCSX, big kid. Yeah, 248-398-9279. Our producer Ryan played a ton of of sports growing up, and you were talking about your mom and what? Where was this again?
It was hockey, and this was actually we were a little older. We were, I think, 16. I was when I was playing hockey in high school. We were at a game, and it got a little crazy after we made a comeback and a big brawl started out on the ice.
That was here, right? Like at Berkeley?
Yeah, what was it? At Berkeley High, okay. Against Berkeley High School, and I was playing for Western. And we got in a big fight after we came back, and we used to always get in fights with this team, but big brawl on the ice, and then the student sections started fighting. My buddies up in the stands started beating up the kids from Berkeley. And then it kind of spewed out into the parking lot where a kid was talking crap to my mom and my buddy's dad. And my buddy's dad tells me, you know, I don't care if I'm 40, I'll still beat you up. And then he, the 18-year-old kid or whatever, called my mom a few names. So my mom ran up to him and kicked him in the shins a couple of times.
Nice, Liz. Called her the B word. He dropped a B bomb on her.
He was 18.
Yeah.
Fair game.
He had it coming. Yeah.
And you're not on school grounds or anything, so you can't get in trouble that way.
But you just wonder. There is, I was, you know, with the kids playing, my kids playing baseball and soccer and stuff, it's palpable, the tension in the stands sometimes during a game, especially baseball when you're sitting like, when you tournaments where you got like same teams in the same bleacher. It gets sketchy. I'm not justifying this at all. I'm just telling you, like,
oh, that's
can't
terrible
you feel it sometimes, though? You're sitting there and like, is something going to go down here? What's going on?
Playing hockey was the worst. Hockey moms are by far the worst people on the planet. I got kicked out of a game one time because I leveled this kid and his head hit the post and knocked him out.
Okay.
And as I was skating off the ice, all the parents were yelling at me that I was the worst kid they've ever seen. And I'm going to get it when the game's over in the parking lot. I was 8 years old.
You're 8, and these parents are threatening you.
Up in a tournament in Holland, Michigan. I'll
fantastic. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. What have you seen during a youth event?
That's horrid.
It is nuts, man. Again, we'll text it to you. The keyword, of course, would be...
brawl.
Yeah.
You know what's sad about this whole thing? Is the girls, you can see them crying and upset in the video, watching their parents behave like that.
Yeah. And the other thing that's really upsetting is the amount of butt crack in the video.
That too.
Way too much. Apparently softball parents, when they fight, just take their belts off and let the pants fall where they may. Pull your pants up, son. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 709, 61 degrees. It's interesting. We're talking about this brawl that happened at a softball tournament for girls under 12. Here's the sound. Those aren't the kids. Those are the parents fighting in the stands and on the lawn and rolling around in the bleachers. It is insane. We'll text it to you, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
brawl.
It'll make you feel so good to be a parent. But it does happen. We talk about here in the Motor City. Immediately, your mom had to deal with what? Your brother, John?
No, Brian.
Brian, excuse me. Okay.
Yeah. Both my brothers were exceptional athletes, but Brian was very tall at 13. He was like 6 feet tall, very skinny, tall. An amazing pitcher, and no one could hit off of him in Little League. So my mom used to have to bring my brother's birth certificate to the games because parents would confront her all the time and pick fights over my brother's ability to play baseball.
248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, our studio number. Producer Ryan played a ton of sports here. He's talking about his mom actually got confronted in a parking lot and had to kick some 18-year-old in the shin because he called her the B word because they were mad at Ryan for something he'd done during a hockey game. And then he had parents going after him. This is, you know, the weird thing is, as startling as this is, when you see the video, and we'll put it up on our, Ryan, we put that up on our Facebook page as well. We'll put that up there. You're startled, but at the same time, you're not really surprised, are you? Right?
Not really.
Not
but
anymore.
It's just, when you watch it, you just feel bad for the little girls.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll see a little girl popping towards the end of the video, and she's just crushed trying to stop these people, but man. And again, if you're going to get in a fight, make sure your belt is pulled tightly. A lot of butt crack in this fight.
A lot of
butt crack.
A lot of stomachs hanging out, too.
Yeah, apparently, I have nothing to say about that because I'm one of them. Steve, go ahead, man.
Well, when I was in high school, of all things, at a track meet, I went to Bishop Gallagher. We were running against Bishop Foley at their home track. And for some reason, during one of the relay races, somebody tripped somebody. Or I don't remember what started the fight. But there was kind of a push and shove brawl on the track. One of the ladies one of the mothers from the opposite team, she beat one of our guys over the head with an umbrella.
Seriously?
I'll never forget it. It's etched in my mind. I've been picturing it for years. I just see this guy with his back to the grandstand and this lady whacking him on the head with an umbrella.
Oh, my God, man. Yeah, this happens way too often. Way too often. But
especially at a track meet, you'd think, like, what could happen, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, that's nuts. Steve, hey, thanks for calling. Thanks for listening, too.
All right. Have a great day.
Hi, good morning, Tracy.
Good morning.
So we're talking about this softball brawl. Have you seen something like that?
I've seen a lot of stuff in the years that my kids played sports, but I agreed with Ryan that I think hockey kind of brings out the worst in everyone.
Like, what's an example?
Gosh, I've got quite a few, just like him. One, when I think our son was about 11 or 12, we were playing on the other side of the state in a tournament, and our team was pretty good, and they just hit really hard, nothing egregious or anything, but at one point, because the team had lost and a few kids really hit hard against the wall, or, you know, the boards, the parents actually came after our kids. They were trying to get to our locker room to get to our kids.
You had parents trying to hunt down your kids at a game.
Yes, and the police were called. That was just one event.
That's horrible.
Wow. All right. Hey, Tracy, thanks for calling and sharing that stuff with us, and we appreciate you listening.
All right. Have a good day.
CSX Big Jim's House, 722. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. I like your jacket today.
Thank you.
I like that. We're just doing fashion comments with Big Jim and Aaron. Looks good. I got a shirt with toothpaste on the back of my shirt, and I don't know how. She pointed that out this morning.
I was like, what is on the back of your shirt? Because I thought maybe you just, like, sat in something.
No, I lay it in the sink next to me when I brush, because I don't want to turn the lights on to wake my wife up in the morning. And I think I got toothpaste on it this morning.
Oops.
Yeah. But you know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to start a fight because of it. I'm mad. Can't believe this. Toothpaste on my shirt. Time to go crazy in a softball tournament. Not really. We really can't understand this. Those are parents fighting at a U-12 softball tournament down south. And it's a brawl, man. It goes on for quite a while.
I love my kids, but kids are kids. Let them be kids.
It is, yeah. It happens way too often. 248-398-WCSX, what you've seen at youth, whether it's youth sports, we've had a lot of hockey stories this morning, baseball, you name it, soccer, all this stuff, football. If you want to see the brawl that we're talking about, 248-398-WCSX, the keyword, of course, would be...
Brawl.
Yeah, B-R-A-W-L. Ryan, go ahead, man.
So I'm a baseball umpire, and one time I had to stop the game, and I basically cleared the stands because the parents were just going absolutely irate on a 9-year-old baseball game. I literally stopped it, called both coaches in. I was like, okay, all the parents on both sides, you're going to the car. You're going to sit and watch the rest of this game in the car. But it's amazing with these parents. You think that was outside. I'm like, oh, my God, really? This is 9-year-olds? Really? I'm not umpiring Major League Baseball right here, folks. Relax here.
Thank you, buddy. 248-398-WCSX. Get a lot of calls. We've got a linesman from youth hockey. John wants to tell a story about some of the stuff he's seen. That's coming up in a couple minutes here. Kids dropping the gloves? No. Parents. Yeah, dropping the gloves. Seems like an appropriate song. CSX Georgia Satellites, keep your hands to yourself.
Amen.
735, 63 degrees, Big Jim's House. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. We're talking about this happened. Softball game, U-12 tournament. Those aren't the kids. Those are the parents.
Shame.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Shame.
We'll send you the video. It's insane. 248-398-WCSX, of course, the text number. Well, actually, same number you call is the number you text, of course.
And the keyword is brawl, B-R-A-W-L.
I was thinking about we're talking about parents, by the way. We want to hear from you as well. You know, things you've seen at youth sports here in the Motor City. We hear stories all the time. But I don't remember. I'm trying to think, like, I know when Waterford, Mott, and Kettering play, they split the stands. They do that everywhere for rivalry games, all right?
If it's a big rival, because I remember back in the day when I went to Mount Clemens High School, Clintondale was our big rival.
So you guys did the split stand thing?
Yeah, like the Clintondale people sat on one side and Mount Clemens people sat on the other.
I don't remember. I don't know that we had like police or anything. I know we had a couple police out of Kettering last year for the game, but I don't remember seeing like, you know, guys on horses with flares or anything trying to separate them. It was just understood Mott went to one side, Kettering went to the other. But This, yeah, it's really interesting as we learn more and more from people like John. We've got him on hold. John, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
We're good, man. Go ahead.
Hey, I used to referee hockey many, many years ago, and I'll tell the age of the group later, but the fans, the mothers and fathers would be, you know, blank this, blank that, trying to get the kids to fight, and then when they would actually fight, they were like at an MMA fight. Now, here's the scary part. These are five-year-old kids.
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep, there were mites. I mean, the little kids. And I finally had to pick the two kids up that were fighting literally by hand and drag them to the bench. And I just stopped in front of the crowd and said, if you people can't watch your mouth, I'll just call the game and you'll both lose. And it never stopped.
It never stopped. It
never stopped. No.
Five-year-olds.
And yeah, like the one caller before, the hockey just, it brings out the animal in some people, but for five-year-olds,
that's nuts.
It was crazy. Terrible.
John, thanks for calling and sharing that story. We appreciate it, bud.
You're welcome.
All right, have a good morning.
Hooray for Hollywood.
You okay? It's good, though.
You can't play that without
Ethel Merman in the hell out of it. Yeah. 248-398-WCSX. We want to give you dinner and a movie, which includes
a family four-pack of golden ticket passes to Imagine Theater to see a movie of your choice. Imagine the magic of movies and more. And $50 to Bob Evans down on the farm.
There we go. Now, 248-398-WCSX. Call 31. We'll hook you up. Just some movie news I wanted to touch on. A lot of people around Detroit, we've heard about this whole thing with Ford versus Ferrari back in the 60s at Le Mans, right?
Yeah.
It's iconic. It's where the Ford GT came from. Well, they're finally going to make a movie about it.
Really?
Guess who's playing Carroll Shelby?
Who?
It's not Tom Cruise. He was scheduled to do it. Matt Damon.
I can see that.
And it gets better. Lee Iacocca is going to be played by, what's his name? John Bernthal. The guy that plays the Punisher.
Oh.
And you know him from the season one of The Walking Dead. Was a deputy.
Oh, yeah, he was.
He's going to be Lee Iacocca. And then Christian Bale is going to be a British Ken Miles, who was a test driver for Carroll Shelby.
That's going to be a great film.
Isn't that wild? Yeah, so it's going to happen. They're actually ready to go with this. James Mangold is directing it, too. Mangold, who's huge. So Ford versus Ferrari coming to the big screen, and you can win tickets to go see, well, movies. Not that
well,
one.
You know what's coming out this weekend?
Hmm.
Jurassic Park.
Oh, was it Jurassic World, The Lost Bag of Popcorn or something?
Just big dinosaurs eating people.
Okay. Well, that's I've been to buffets. It's the same thing. CSX Big Jim's House, 8 o'clock. Our theme song for this hour. A member of our on-air staff and also our program director decided it would be really interesting to break his shoulder playing softball. We'll have that story for you in a couple minutes. But I remember you walking in last year when you were playing softball, and you were hurting the day after a couple times.
They take it way too seriously for me. That's why I'm not playing this year.
So here's the question. 248-398-WCSX. 248-398-9279. You're living in the past sport injury. You think you're 25, but you're not, and you wind up injuring yourself playing sports. Like, for example,
oh, my arm. It's broken.
Yeah. Rodney had no idea what he's doing out there on the golf course. Softball, there's something, you're right, there's something about softball when you get to a certain age that you just see people get injured, and it's just bad injuries.
It just becomes extremely competitive, even though it's supposed to be like a beer league.
Well, I played church league basketball when I was in my 30s. That was the most violent game I've ever played in my life. People throwing elbows and stuff. I mean, it was just carnage. So 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279, our studio number. Of course, our millennial producer's like, you guys just can't hang, man.
Yeah, rollerblades are a no-no for me, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, really? Okay. Talk about that next. CSX, Big Jim's House, 808, 63 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, our millennial in the studio laughing at us because we're talking about this. All those injuries, sports-related, when you get a little bit older. The reason we mention this is our program director and nighttime host, JT, wonderful guy. Very competitive, fair to say. Very, very competitive guy.
Super competitive.
Ryan, you guys both played softball with him last year. What was one of the things he was told repeatedly?
Don't dive. Quit diving and sliding.
Right. So what did he do? He dove for one and...
Oh, my arm. It's broken.
Well, actually, technically, it's his shoulder, but he tore his shoulder up, so he's out for the year, and he'll be coming in today.
He doesn't even need surgery. It's not that bad.
You lightweight.
Oh, my arm. It's broken.
So, 248-398-WCSX. Those things, when you're living in the past, you're just determined, I can still do this. Aaron, you were talking about a couple of minutes ago, rollerblades?
Rollerblades. Thought I'd get the kids some rollerblades. Hey, we can do something family fun. Yay. Put them on. Couldn't stop. Smashed into a wall.
Oh, my arm.
Needless to say, they were sold at our next garage sale.
I got Bauer rollerblades a couple of years ago, and I got on the Bauer rollerblades, and I'd never really been on rollerblades with that good a wheel. I shot straight across the parking lot over on the hood of a car, just laying on it. Never, same thing. You can ask my wife. We sold them at the next garage sale.
That's what I did.
Laying on the hood of that car, went like,
oh my God, it's broken.
Yeah, I'm done.
$25, they're yours.
You can have them. Those death wheels, as they like to call
they
them.
They are death wheels.
248-398-WCSX. What was one you were telling us?
My dad and his buddies on a golf tournament or a golf trip up north, and calls my mom, hey, we're going to be home a day early. Why? What happened? Well, Dave tore his ACL. We just picked him up from the hospital, so we're on our way home. What do you mean, Dave tore his ACL? What happened? Oh, well, he made a putt on 18 to win the skin, which won the foursome and the scramble, and he jumped up to celebrate and came down and his ACL tore.
Oh, my God.
You know who else did that? Wasn't it Morales from the Los Angeles Angels? He hit that grand slam and jumped on home plate to celebrate.
And blew his knee out. That's
blew
right.
his knee oh, out.
Yeah. Tony Finau, the guy that we talked about blowing his ankle out at the Masters.
There you go, man.
But it's funny. I don't know why I laugh at old. I'm going to get just.
Go ahead, millennial boy.
When I'm older, I'm going to have so many injuries just because, like, JT told us it, and the first thing I did, I didn't even text him. Sorry, I texted him, hey, buddy, if you need a shoulder to lean on today.
Oh, my arm. It's broken.
I just think it's funny.
So our Boston or nighttime guy, living in the past, still thinks he's a 20-year-old who can lay out for fly balls in the outfield. He blew his shoulder out. CSX, good morning.
Hey, morning, Jim. How's it going?
We're good, man. So we're talking about living in the past, those sports injuries. You got one?
Well, it's not mine. It's my boss or my prior boss. I had a guy that I worked for.
Yeah.
He joined a beer league hockey group. He'd come in week after week with damage. It's like, stop. You're not that young anymore.
My dad was a really good high school football player. And like when he was in his late 40s, we had the company picnic and all these where my dad worked. They had guys that loaded sandbags onto trains. So you can imagine these are big guys. I mean, they loaded pallets full of sand. So my dad figured he could hang with these guys, and he did. But when we got home, he had blood coming out of his ear. And my mom's like, you are never playing at the company picnic again. We looked over, and there was like a little stream of blood coming out of his right ear. And he's like, oh, it's not that bad. My mom's like, if you ever touch a football again, I'm going to kill you. It happens, dude. All right, thanks, bud.
We had to tell him to stop because we were afraid we were going to lose our jobs because he'd expire himself.
Don't die before we get our paycheck, right?
Exactly.
There it is. Thanks, bud.
Take it easy.
Diane and Fraser, good morning.
Good morning.
Sports injuries?
Oh, yeah. My husband and a bunch of his friends won the city tournament in Fraser playing softball about 35, 40 years ago.
Okay.
Well, several years ago, they decided they were going to get the team back together and play in a tournament. I think it was the Richmond old time days.
Right.
Anyway, they won the first game. A bunch of them got hurt. The second game, more of them got hurt. Luckily, they lost because we said that if they had won the second game, the third game, they were going to have to field the wives. I've got pictures of them. They're all sitting around with ice packs on their legs and stuff. It was pretty hilarious. I told them next time, try poker.
Probably a little more safe.
Not a lot of euchre-related injuries in Michigan. I can't imagine.
Not that I've seen.
Diane, you got to get us pictures. That's awesome. Thanks for listening in the morning, too.
Thanks, guys.
CSX Triple Shot Thursday. Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan, and these ladies.
I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy because I'm
the Femmes of Rock are coming here to the Motor City Emerald Theater July 15th. It's not just a show, though. It is an amazing event to help out an amazing organization.
Yep, it's a benefit for Turning Point Macomb. And if you're not familiar with them, they are an organization that immediately helps survivors of domestic violence and abuse through various programs. They're all amazing there. And what they've done is they've teamed up with Defense of Rock because Turning Point gets their money through fundraisers. That's how they stay operational.
Yeah, nonprofit, absolutely, yeah.
And so we have a pair of tickets for you to see the Femmes of Rock at the Emerald Theater on July 15th. Now, for more information, just text the keyword ROCK to 248-398-9279. I will send all the info right to your phone. They're looking for corporate sponsors as well for this event, so maybe you're at your work right now and you're thinking, you know, this is really great. I want to get involved. Text the keyword ROCK 248-398-WCSX. All the info will go to your phone.
And you talk with I'm telling for your name now, from Turning Point.
Cindy.
Cindy's on every week with Women Who Rock as well. So we see firsthand what this amazing organization does. And for the Femmes of Rock to come here and do this show tells you how much they appreciate what Turning Point's all about as well. So 248-398-WCSX. You're right, though. You got a business. You've got that money. Everybody has that money that they want to put into charity work or something. Do this. Take some of the people from your office, from your shop, whatever, to go see Femmes of Rock. It's a win-win, isn't it? I mean, just get involved with it.
Well, look, I can't think of anything better to do than go watch amazingly talented women who play violins, who are playing classic rock songs with a full band and pyrotechnics.
Yes.
The video's on there, too, as well. If you text the keyword ROCK, you can see their demo video of what they do. It is amazing. I've been, like, watching it for a month. I've been bothering you, actually, with
it. No, it's cool, man. I love it, man. So, again, get involved with this one. Emerald Theater, July 15th. The Femmes of Rock will be there. A great fundraiser for our friends at Turning Point. Text us, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
ROCK!
CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Coming up next, the new trend. The new trend in healthy drinks. Like after workout drinks, you know, like Gatorade had like that four, whatever it was, like the one you would drink afterwards.
Yeah.
Chocolate milk, we always heard about that. The protein's good for you. It's something that you would throw away and a lot of people find disgusting is now being used after your workout.
Do I want to know what this is?
I'm just curious if you do or don't. Our producer is already twitching just talking about it. CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. Want to say hi to Gary and the rest of the deli crew. Breakaway Deli, West Long Lake Road in Troy. Hi there. I know these people very well. Tell Faye to get back to work. Yeah, great deli. Fantastic deli. Really cool place. All right. I don't know if they serve hot dogs at Breakaway Deli. I think they do. So the new trend. You ready for this?
No. It's probably going to be really gross.
I don't know. You were talking about this. Let's get to this. New York Post claims vendors at Vancouver's Car Free Day Festival recently sold unfiltered hot dog water for $38. Now... the CEO says, we've created a recipe having a lot of people put a lot of effort into it. They say with backgrounds in science, there's a fair bit of it. It's too sciencey for me. Okay. The protein of the hot dog water helps your body uptake the water content and the sodium and all the things you need post-workout. So he's saying the hot dog water has protein from the hot dogs plus sodium from all the salt in it. So by drinking the hot dog water, it's the perfect after-workout drink.
Wait a minute. Go back to the part where they said they had a study. Did they really have a study on this?
Oh, yeah. He said he's got lots of people with backgrounds in science.
The fact that they, and they're charging $38?
$38.
All right.
For hot dog water.
You know what I'm going home to do today? I'm going to go boil a bunch of hot dogs, and then I'm going to sell the water for $38.
And he hasn't even come up with a good name for it. It's just hot dog water. I mean, I don't know. There's got to be a better name than hot dog water.
Wiener water.
No. Now I'm thinking about Anthony Weiner. You just ruined the morning. Hi, I'm Anthony Weiner. Try my Weiner water. No. I'll send you a picture. I bet you will. I bet you will. All right, Jolene's coming in next. We'll be back tomorrow. Lots going on tomorrow. Battle of the Burbs. Downriver is not going to let the West Side catch up. They've won like two of the last three.
I know.
And the East Side, I don't know what the hell is going on with the East Side. You guys have been in a slump for like a month.
We're on vacation.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Just mailing it in during the summer.
Yep.
Okay. We got that for you. Friday Six Pack. We're going to talk about train songs in honor of the train station.
Very excited about that.
And Women Who Rock.
Oh, I'm going to introduce you to a woman who spends her time helping people find loved ones who are missing.
Okay.
The story is fascinating, and I think I've listened to my own podcast like three times
now. I don't know that. That's a good sign. All right, we'll have all that for you tomorrow. Take care of yourself.